City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, here we are. Happy Monday to you. Welcome to the program on this April 9th, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and I'm not going to dwell on it here, but this is a big story today about half an hour ago. The FBI shows up and raids Michael Cohen's office in New York and his home in New York. Michael Cohen, the president's longtime personal lawyer, and there's apparently a connection about they're looking for records regarding Stormy Daniel. The fact that she said that he said that I just, you know, which is so unbelievable. This whole story is so unbelievable. Yeah, I just went to my bank account and took out $130,000. I mortgaged my home. I put a second mortgage in my home so I could give $130,000 to this woman who just because I wanted to give it to her. And the president now says I didn't know anything about that agreement. So it's therefore not an agreement. It threw Michael Cohen totally under the bus. And then the people that are looking for anything and everything to get Michael Cohen in on, because he is not, shall we say, I think he skipped the class in charm school. He's a sharp-tooth, hard-charging lawyer, and he has made a lot of enemies. Let me put it that way in the world. That would love to see him brought down. So they go, well, there's election law violation here. If that was $130,000 given to Stormy Daniels 2 weeks before the election, then that was an election law violation. And the former head of the Federal Election Commission is the guy who said, yes, that's totally a violation of that. So all of a sudden, Michael Cohen is in trouble on federal election law because you got people that want to take him down on that. Then you got the president on Friday saying, I don't know anything about that agreement. And nobody believes that some lawyer is going to go get $130,000 and mortgage their house in order to pay for somebody that's accusing you of something wrong. That just doesn't happen. And the question about Stormy Daniels has become a story that I think most people kind of figured out that, yeah, I believe Stormy Daniels. I believe the woman. Okay, yeah, she's a sex worker, she's in a rough business and all that sort of stuff, but I believe her. But nobody cares. I shouldn't say nobody, but I haven't seen anybody come out and be outraged about, oh my gosh, Donald Trump, when he was a real estate developer, had a fling one night with a porn star. I don't think anybody seems to be doing handstands about this. So why did they not just make her go away? Write her a big old fat check, negotiate whatever it is, but it's more than $130,000, and make her go away. So now we got Michael Cohen in trouble, maybe. Obviously enough to where a federal judge believed that there was reasonable grounds to believe that there was criminal evidence in Michael Cohen's office or home to issue the search warrant. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Monique, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I heard you wondering if it's at all legal for the FBI to go ahead and take the documents that pertain to Trump and Michael Cohen going back and forth. And
well, no, I didn't wonder about whether it's legal for them to do it. Of course it's legal if they get a federal judge to say, here's your search warrant. Of course it is.
Well, you also have to realize that if it was in the furtherance of a crime, that privilege isn't there anymore.
True. Yes, if you are involved in criminal activity, it doesn't matter. Yes, but no, we're kind of jumping ahead, but a federal judge obviously was convinced that there was reasonable grounds to believe that there was criminal evidence in Michael Cohen's office and home, and said, yes, go send your agents and go through the door. And
what I think is interesting is that, you know, it came from Mueller, But he gave it to the Southern District of New York.
Because
so whatever
it wasn't,
comes out of it is going to be state charges.
It wasn't involving Russia or collusion or the campaign. So what is it?
But what I'm saying is that President Trump will not be able to pardon him.
Because it's the U.S. attorney is a federal U.S. attorney. These are the feds, the FBI, the U.S. attorney's office. They are in New York, but this is not the state attorney general. This is the U.S. attorney general.
I bet you anything this is going to go to state charges where Trump can't touch them.
That's only if it's a state charge. This is not. This is the feds.
Yeah, I know.
This is the feds. So.
Well.
I don't know. We'll find out what they were looking for, but I really think this Stormy Daniels story, which at first I was reluctant to even bring up because I thought it's so tawdry,
right?
But it's gone way past tawdry. It's now down to, man, if you got that kind of problem, write a check, get rid of her. That's all, you know. That's all Michael Avenatti is doing, is trying to negotiate a bigger settlement for her. He's trying to get money for her and his one-third of whatever she gets and get some fame out of it. Well, but he should have made this.
Hey, you remember the last time I called when I said that Paul Manafort was going to go to prison for a long time?
Yeah. Well,
you know,
he probably will.
Just right now
are
230 years, and they're not done digging.
Well, he'll have his day in court. His trial starts in a few months. So that'll be another hole.
Actually, it's pretty quick. I think that first one will be quick because of money laundering and tax evasion.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much easy to prove. I mean, they'll have the documents and show this is why we're charging him. So, I don't know. We also have the presidential pardon up his sleeve if he does that, but I don't know if Donald Trump is willing to play that card, give that card away willy-nilly. He knows Manafort, and he's known him for a long time, but I don't know if he will go that route and pardon him.
Remember that he won't be able to pardon somebody that was in the furtherance of an act of crime if they were coordinating together.
No, the president has ultimate, it is such a broad power. The president can pardon anybody as long as it's a federal crime we're talking about.
And he and I robbed the bank, and you know what? No, he's going to get a pardon.
No.
You don't get to do that. Not when it's a crime involving you.
I disagree with you, but let the lawyers fight that out. Thank you, Monique. John, thanks for waiting. Welcome. Hi, you're on the Tom Sullivan Show. Hello, John. John going once. There you are. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Anyways, what I wanted to say was I think Rosenstein once again has illegally seized power from the AG. He's proven he's done it before. I think this time he's completely off the reservation because this has absolutely nothing to do with Russian collusion. And the only one that could approve this would have been AG Sessions. And I can't think that AG Sessions would have just said, hey, Rosenstein, sure. Yeah, go ahead and allow Mueller to go ahead
Mueller's not involved in this.
I thought there was still a linkage between the two cases, though, because once they seize the documents, the Attorney General in New York could share that information with Mueller.
I'm confused, John. I apologize. This seizure today of Michael Cohen's records relates to some crime other than the purview of Robert Mueller. That's why Mueller said, I found something. Let me give it to you. Now, who he gave that to, I presume his boss, who he answers to, who is Rod Rosenstein. So the question in my mind is, did Rosenstein go to Sessions and say, hey, boss, we got a hot potato here. We've got possible criminal activity that we might want to get a search warrant on. And that's when they handed it over to the U.S. attorney. Who he handed to, was Sessions involved in that? I don't know. I would think he would be.
Yeah, I don't think he was. I think Rosenstein, once again, he did it with Paul Manafort's case when he did the forgiveness after the fact with Mueller when Mueller's team raided the house. And then they got the okay from Rosenstein 7 days afterwards on August 2nd. I think we're seeing a pattern here.
Right.
What
in fact, that's
turning out to be appears to be a war between, you know, the DOJ and the FBI and now senior members of the FBI, I should say, not the FBI, and Donald Trump, because Trump keeps putting out words out there and saying, hey, you know, it's so sad, you know, and, you know, the FBI is not acting right and the DOJ is not acting right. So I think what we have now is pretty much, you know, a theater that's happening between these agencies when ultimately, you know, the executive is Donald Trump. But I think they're all challenging each other. First, the DOJ and FBI is challenging to go ahead, fire Rosenstein or fire Mueller and see what happens. And then you've got Trump on the other side admonishing them on Twitter. This is just, you know, it's becoming absurd, but I think Rosenstein acted independently. I don't think he even asked AG Sessions for that.
To your point, before Manafort's trial begins, you may see a separate trial about whether or not the process of exactly what you're talking about, the FBI raiding Manafort's home, was done legally. And that, I think, is going to be holding up Manafort's trial, is they're going to have to rule on, did the FBI follow the law when they broke into Manafort's home? And 3 a.m. in the morning. I think that has to be adjudicated first before you can have the trial. Because if they did it illegally, then the fruit of the poison, they can't use anything else after that. Then they'd have to drop the charges possibly against Manafort. I don't know. We're getting into heavy legal area here, which is way over my head. But, John, I do appreciate the call. We need to take a short break, and we'll see what happens with this raid. Any lawyers about how far client privilege goes? We'll be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
Well, there's not much that I can share with you beyond what we've tried to glean from this breaking news this afternoon. FBI is being tight-lipped, and they're doing their work at Cohen's house and office, and it's pretty remarkable that they have raided A, a lawyer's office, B, the president's lawyer. So we'll keep an eye on it, see if there's any more information about what it is that the FBI is looking for today. Mark Zuckerberg's in Washington. Yep, he must have arrived last night because he's making the rounds today to a number of members of Congress that are going to be on these committees that are going to be asking him questions. Why he's going before, I don't know. I don't know. But he's going around individually. And the media is doing what the media does at its very worst. It is acting hyperventilating about Zuckerberg walking the halls of Congress, and they're surrounding him like a pack of animals. And Zuckerberg, who seems uncomfortable with a lot of things, which I find at his level of being the CEO of this giant corporation, is another reason why I keep saying he's way over his head. But he looked terrified today. I saw him walking down the hall, and all of these Washington Capitol Hill reporters or cameras and microphones, and they're jammed around him, and the police are escorting him. The Capitol Police have a entourage to cut him through the path of all the media, but that didn't stop them, man. They're hungry animals. They wanted to get him to say something. The guy looked terrified. I mean, I don't know if he's physically able to do this. I Well, in any case, so he's making the rounds, and now they are going to notify you if you're, well, this comes from Gizmodo, and I don't like whoever wrote the headline, how to find out if your Facebook data was stolen by Cambridge Analytica. It wasn't stolen. You gave it to them. That I still am bothered by this whole thing. And tomorrow and Wednesday, we're going to have Zuckerberg et al. It's going to be over-the-top Zuckerberg because he's testifying tomorrow and Wednesday. So today he's in town going around to the various offices of members of Congress that are going to be quizzing him tomorrow and Wednesday. He's got a bunch of crisis manager people that are shepherding him around going, this is what you do, this is what you say. They're making him rehearse. And he's going to do the same thing that he's done before. I'm really sorry. Oh, I take this. I'm responsible for this. I'm the one accountable. I'm really sorry. I think I just summed up 3 days worth of news for you. So remember, it went from 50 million people had their information scraped to 87 million. And then Zuckerberg came out, what was it, Thursday or Friday, and said, well, probably everybody that has a Facebook account has probably had their information scraped. And I don't know what scraped means other than somebody has your data that you gave to Facebook. Still trying to figure out what they did wrong. So this is, now Facebook says that they are going to notify you if you are one of the 87 million that the information was picked off by Cambridge Analytica. That was part of the group given to them. About 70 million are in the U.S. The rest are the U.K., Indonesia, and Philippines. So how can you find out if your Facebook information was compromised? Well, a notification will appear at the top of your Facebook news feed along with a new button for changing your privacy settings. Every time they do that, I look at those things. Remember back in the earlier days of Facebook, they kept changing the privacy settings. And I go, oh, man. It was hard to keep up with. Anyway, they said, even if your information wasn't swallowed up by Cambridge Analytica, it's probably a good time to check what your settings are anyway. So there's another firm involved, CubeU, was apparently getting information from Facebook. So I this is going to be a circus. I don't know if Zuckerberg is going to break down crying or what's going to happen, but he looks terrified. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Prime time, all the time, with Tom Sullivan.
Yep, we're talking. By the way, we're getting I may have to put this up somehow on our Facebook page, but Gizmodo, if you go to gizmodo.com, you'll see the story. But this is, if your data was, see, they keep saying stolen. No, it wasn't stolen. You gave it to them. If Cambridge Analytica has your data, it will appear. They show two phones side by side. It'll appear like the one that I'm looking at on the left. And all it says on your timeline, it says, protecting your information. Sarah, we understand the importance of keeping your data safe, and we're making it easier for you to control which apps you share information with. You can go to the apps and websites section of your settings anytime to see the apps and websites you've used. You can also remove the ones you don't want connected to Facebook anymore. That's for those who don't have any information stolen. The exact same page with an extra two paragraphs is for people who have had their information, not stolen, but given, Cambridge Analytica has it. It says, protecting your information. Dear Sarah, we understand the importance of keeping your data safe. Same thing. We have banned the website This Is Your Digital Life, which one of your friends used Facebook to log into. We did this because the website may have misused some of your Facebook information by sharing it with a company called Cambridge Analytica. In other words, you got to read. You can't just, if you skim over this, you will not see that they're saying, oh yeah, Cambridge Analytica has your information. They go on. You can learn more about what happened and how you can remove other apps and websites if you no longer want them to access your Facebook information. There is more work to do, but we are committed to confronting abuse and to putting you in control of your privacy. And there's a little button to see how you were affected, and you click on that. So, with over 2.2 billion Facebook users worldwide, active users every month, most people will get the notification that just says, go to your apps and websites and check and see what you've got. I haven't done a thing. I haven't changed anything. In fact, I haven't looked at my personal Facebook page for months. I don't know. So, there are these two ladies that I think are just as funny as you can imagine. And their names, they're Diamond and Silk. They go by Diamond and Silk. And they are, Facebook has gone after them and sent them notice that they are unsafe to the community. This ties in with Facebook has another problem. Besides, I don't care about if Cambridge Analytica has my Facebook information. I could not care less. But I do care about Diamond and Silk, because these two ladies have had their page where they had millions of followers. This all started back when the first debate for the Republicans was held way, way, way back in 2015. And they had the debate between the 17 Republicans. And Megyn Kelly went after Donald Trump. And right after that, Diamond and Silk came out and made a YouTube video. And they were all upset with Megyn Kelly. And they were supporting Donald Trump. And they're really quite hilarious. So the fact that they're supporting Donald Trump, Drudge Report started showing some of their videos, because they have a ton of videos. And the Drudge Report got them going, and they went viral, and they are huge. They have millions of followers. But Facebook has buried them. And the question is, why? What did they do? And so these two ladies said, finally, after several emails, chats, phone calls, appeals, beating around the bush, lies, and giving us a runaround, Facebook gave us another bogus reason why millions of people who have liked and or followed our page no longer receive notification, and why our page, post, and video reach was reduced by a very large percentage. This is the same complaint that a lot of conservatives and a lot of pro-Trump pages have been experiencing. The reply from Facebook was, quote, "The policy team has come to the conclusion that your content and your brand has been determined unsafe to the community." They're two comedians. I presume they like Donald Trump, but I don't know that. Maybe it's just a shtick. But the pair says it took 6 months, 29 days, 5 hours, 40 minutes, 43 seconds to get a response. And Facebook said that their decision is final and is not appealable in any way. So they write, "What is unsafe about two black women supporting President Donald J. Trump? This is deliberate bias, censorship, and discrimination. These tactics are unacceptable, and we want answers." So I thought, well, since they're so unsafe for the community, I thought we would play a couple of cuts here of Diamond and Silk. This is the ladies saying Facebook is shutting down conservative voices because Facebook knows that's how Trump won the election.
They don't want us to be heard because basically an election is coming up. President Trump won this election by the people, we the people, through social media. And whenever they found out that's how he won it, that's why they're shutting down conservative voices, people that is pro-Trump. How is it that somebody can go on to Facebook, post derogatory pictures of our president with his head being cut off and so forth? They let that stay there. But then you got two black chicks who's down with politics standing there just talking up our president, the American people, being behind everything in his agenda, and they want to shut us down. Well, that's not going to work with Diamond and Silver.
No, that's not going to work. They're not being funny here. They're really pretty funny, but they're all upset now. And they say they want Congress to regulate Facebook to make sure that they are not limiting what they describe as people's free speech.
Everybody is supposed to have a voice on these platforms. And let me just make this here clear. Facebook is really not a private entity because now they can trade through the stock market. So that means they're open to the public. But I believe that this is very dangerous for Facebook to try to be the world's police. They're not the world police. They don't get to dictate who say what and who don't say what. This is dangerous. And it's time for Congress. It's time for our Justice Department. People need to step in and take a look at this here. This whole thing is dangerous. How are we allowing this one entity to control almost the whole world dominate and tell people what they can see and what they can't see?
Yeah, so we'll have to post some Diamond and Silk. Just search on your YouTube. I don't know how many videos they've got, but they've got a lot. But they've got something wrong. As much as I find them to be enjoyable, funny, downright hilarious at times, they really are. I just think about them, I start laughing. But they got it wrong about the fact that Facebook cannot limit people's free speech. Well, they can. They're a private company. They're not the government. The First Amendment, I have to keep reminding everybody, is it's about the government cannot suppress your speech. The government cannot tell you what you can and cannot say. So you can go out there and get on a podium and bash our government all day long, and nobody can arrest you in our country. But this is a private company. And the real question is, should Facebook, they're a private company, be somehow regulated by the government when free speech is about the government, not about a private company? How can they do this? Facebook should be able to be as liberal or as conservative or anti-conservative as they want to be. It's their choice, and then you decide, the free market decides, whether you want to do business with them or not. Should they be regulated? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Or are the ladies, Diamond and Silk, right?
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
You can follow me on Twitter. The address is @SullivanRadio. A lot of great tweets coming in about all this. Cyber Wolfie says, yeah, in related news, Steve Wozniak has joined the Delete Facebook movement. Yeah, he was on the board at Facebook and has gotten off. So I quit. Can't do business with these people. Where was this? So-called Air Force veteran says, this is why the Fairness Doctrine was unconstitutional. Exactly. They could not tell private companies whether they had to be equals, you know, have for every conservative voice, you have to have a liberal voice. And they said, that's unconstant. That you can't do that. The government can't suppress speech. A private company can. Private companies can have nothing but conservatives. And private companies can have nothing but liberals. Take a look at cable television. Pretty clear. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Tim in Virginia. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Yes, I'd like to rebut your statement. I disagree. About this being a private company, and they don't have the right to, or they have the right to censorship because of the couple or the family that was sued and put out of business in California that didn't choose to make a cake for a wedding.
Right.
I think they have the same argument that Facebook should have. They should not be allowed to do this.
No, you are not protected by the law. The law protects race, creed, religion, all that. There's like five or six different protections that, in other words, you cannot tell African Americans you can't sit at my lunch counter. That was against the law. You can't say that. So the malt shop had to serve African Americans because of the fact of the constitutional protections given to all of us. But you and me, as Facebook people, there's no protection for under the law for people doing business with Facebook. You're on your own.
I disagree. I disagree because I feel like Facebook is absolutely a publicly traded and participated in company.
It is publicly traded,
liberal, whoever. It's all of citizens of the United States, and they should not have the right to just cut off someone they choose for any reason, be it political or race, to just disallow them to
let me ask you something
on Facebook.
Let me ask you something. Yes. Do you like Fox News?
I love Fox News.
Okay. Do you think the government should come along and tell Fox News that you have to have more liberal commentators?
I do not.
Okay. So it's the same thing as the government shouldn't come along to Facebook and say you have to have more conservative commentators. It's the same thing. Facebook can run their business.
I think they're offering their Facebook injecture on their
Fox,
own.
Fox is offering their product as well. MSNBC offers their product as well. You are free to use their products or not. But nobody can tell Fox News or MSNBC how to do their media. And remember, Facebook is a media company. So if they don't want conservatives on their pages, they can eliminate them. I don't like it, but
I agree with you, and I love your argument, but I will say that the advertisers on Facebook and the participants on Facebook who choose to use that vehicle can choose to use a different vehicle if they disagree.
Exactly. The problem that I see, Tim, and I'm going to jump on your side of on this argument, the problem is, where do you go? And this, if I may, give you the reminder about how Fox News came about. Because there were a lot of people in this country who were politically conservative, and they went to ABC, NBC, CBS, They couldn't find any place that would give them that had a conservative voice. So Roger Ailes sat down and saw that and said, I'm going to put together a media outlet that is conservative. And you then had a place to go. I don't see that. Maybe there's Breitbart or some of those, but there are places obviously online that you can go, but not to the scope and size of Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat even. I don't know. Maybe the next Roger Ailes is going to have to come along and start some sort of conservative website.
Yeah, I guess the scary part for me, being a mid-50s adult in this great country of ours, is the scope and size of Facebook and the power that they can interject amongst people who are not looking for that political involvement from this company. That's a scary part to me.
It is. I understand that, and I would hope that the marketplace will determine that. In other words, if they continue to do things that are in bad customer relations, they're going to lose their customers. And that's the way the market should work. I just don't want to see the government regulating media. They don't regulate the New York Times. They regulate television and radio, but they don't regulate New York Times. They don't regulate newspapers. And I wish that I wish they did not regulate television and radio, but they do. So we have to live by FCC rules. Newspapers don't have to live by any rules other than making their customers happy. Hey, Tim, I do appreciate your call. I got to get to the comment line band. Because we were up full band because we were up 450 points. Oh, wait a minute. We were today, right? Yes. We were up 450, but we finished up only 46. So we lost a lot of that big rally by the time the market came to a close. Up 46, the Dow at 23,979. The S&P up 8. It lost a lot of its gain. The NASDAQ up 36, same thing there. The price of oil today, $63, and gold, $1,340. On the comment line, this caller isn't too worried about having an imminent civil war.
You know, if they want to have a civil war between Democrats and Republicans, I know the Republicans are a Second Amendment party, so I don't know if I want to go to war with the Republicans.
Well, if that's what it comes down to, I mean, that's what they did 150 years ago. They shot at each other. Hopefully we don't ever go back to that, but we are disagreeing with each other, but I think there's it's still at a healthy level. It's good to debate. All right, we're going to get out of here for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday, and we'll find out more about Michael Cohen probably before tomorrow. In any case, we'll see you then.